From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 19, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper that after more than 2 months behind bars, Larchmont resident and Copaig landowner Salvatore Cacino is free and engaged in his favorite activity, dumping. Valden writes that based on the observations of passerby and collected photographic evidence, Cacino is dumping with a vengeance, filling in the federal wetlands located along the east side of Route 22 in Copaig. The dumping has taken place in full public view, and he is not letting a cease and desist order from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers slow him down. Cacino owns a 300-acre property along the east side of Route 22, which he calls Copaig Valley Farm. During the past 18 years, he has been racking up violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at that location. Cacino was just released May 4th after serving 60 days in the Columbia County Jail. He was found guilty of criminal and civil contempt for repeatedly failing to comply with numerous court orders related to structures and dumping on his property. In an April letter from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, he was ordered to immediately stop dumping in the federal wetland. To date, Cacino has not responded to the Army or to queries from the Columbia paper. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that an improved emergency services radio communications tower will soon be built on Hunter Mountain. The Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee on Monday, May the 16th, awarded a contract for the tower's construction to Pyramid Network Services of East Syracuse. Pyramid's was the lowest of two bids submitted at nearly $728,000. The Hunter Tower relocation funds are part of a $3.5 million grant awarded to the county last fall by the New York State Interoperable Communications Grant Program, coordinated through the state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. Greene County Administrator Sean Groton said the existing Hunter Tower is the oldest tower in the county. It's more than 30 years old. Groton said the Hunter Tower is one of the structures that will be replaced. Another tower leased by the county in New Baltimore will also be replaced. The new tower will be built in a new location on land donated by the Hunter Mountain Ski Resort. The tower is expected to be finished by Labor Day weekend. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Dan Goldberg is reporting at Politico New York that New York State insurers selling health insurance plans to the individual market are asking the Cuomo administration to raise average premiums by more than 17% next year. The increase is a result of rising medical costs, decreasing federal funding, and unwise assumptions about the health of consumers. The new rates would take effect in January, the fourth season for the Affordable Care Act plans. The requested premium increases range from 6% for MVP and Health Now to Crystal Run's proposed 89% bump up. The State Department of Financial Services has the final say on premium increases. Last year, insurers requested an average increase of nearly 11%, but that was eventually reduced to 7.1%. Rate increases do not necessarily mean consumers pay more for plans, because the vast majority of people shopping on New York's health exchange receive federal subsidies in the form of tax credits. According to Goldberg, anyone who qualifies for a subsidy and signs up for one of the two least expensive silver plans should be protected from premium increases. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Now here's Andrea Sears reporting on a new wave of deportation raids.
Advocates for immigrants to the United States are rallying in Washington, D.C. this morning to condemn plans for a new round of deportations. According to news reports, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has ordered field offices to launch a month-long surge of raids targeting mothers with children who've been ordered to leave the country. Carlene Pinto with the New York Immigration Coalition calls the plan disgraceful.
It is counterproductive and hypocritical that right now we have an executive action that is being decided by the Supreme Court that would essentially grant deferred action programs to the same community of people that are now being targeted.
In March, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson told a Senate committee that a similar series of raids in January had helped slow an increase in undocumented immigrants from Central America entering the country. But Pinto says most of those being targeted are fleeing extreme violence in their home nations, and returning them simply puts them back in harm's way.
We do have confirmed from 2015, 84 people that had been deported and were victims and died shortly after being deported.
Pinto points out that throughout the world, people facing imminent pervasive violence migrate out of fear for their lives and the lives of their children. She says many of those crossing the U.S. borders are no different.
How are we not assessing the situation in Central America and then figuring out that these people that are fleeing these conditions also should be looked at as refugees?
Advocates for immigrants are calling on the Obama administration to halt the deportation raids and ensure that those fleeing violence are offered temporary protected status. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
John Farrow in the Poughkeepsie Journal is reporting that when Bard College took ownership of the Montgomery Place estate in January, the school also got a couple of old dams. On Monday, May 16th, Bard received $1 million in state funding to help let a few of the state's 6,700 dams create electric power. Bard was one of three colleges that received a $1 million grant from New York State and will create at least three hydroelectric projects, though maybe not on campus. Bard President Leon Botstein said in a statement, and I quote, "Innovation is the core of Bard's mission, and this award helps us to continue to innovate in environmental issues and energy conservation and to signal the importance of these issues to the entire higher education community," end quote. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. For our final story, Eric Anderson of the Albany Times Union is reporting that weird spring weather is causing concern among local farmers. March was 7.7 degrees above normal, and then it snowed in April. There has been a drought, and now damp conditions have some farms too muddy to plant. Ed Miller of Gould Orchards in Castleton said the freeze in April killed 80 to 90% of the apple blossoms that opened early in the March warm. David Hulk, County Executive Director for the Federal Farm Services Agency in Rensselaer, Saratoga, Warren, and Washington counties, told the paper that one local farmer told him at this point he's planted less than half of the corn crop as usual. Blueberries, strawberries, peaches, and apples have been damaged by the cold. Steve Ammerman, spokesman for the New York Farm Bureau, said, and I quote, "A lot of the planting is behind schedule. We've had a fair amount of rain. We need more warm days." You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. The National Weather Service has also issued a hazardous weather outlook for the WGXC listening area. There will be widely scattered thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon. Some of those thunderstorms may contain small hail. It will be partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees, Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 50. And on Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 69 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Sunrise today was at 5:29 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:14 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 19th day of May, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.